have a minhag during Elul after Mincha, minhag, whatever. We have a custom after Mincha during Elul. We learn Sefer Orchas Chaim LaRosh. Rosh wrote a list of Takanas and Kabbalas that he made for himself in different areas of Halacha. And it basically runs the gamut of all of the areas of halacha, hanhaga, that a person needs to be careful with. And during Elul is a time to have a little bit extra musar, a little bit extra time to think about it. So besides the musar seder from 2:30 to 2:45, which is voluntary, we also have a musar berabim. We go through some of the points over here that the Rosh brings. So we're holding, picking up from last year, we finished with Ois Yudches. So we'll pick up from last year. Ois Yudches. A person has to be careful on Erev Shabbos that he shouldn't get close to the time where it's already a questionable that it's not that's considered Shabbos already. A person also has a chiyuv, like the Mishnah says, that he has to tell to be careful. The Mishnah and the Mamalikin, he tells his family to make sure they have everything ready for Shabbos. So it's not a chiyuv just on himself, but he has to make sure the family does it also. A person should daven mincha on Erev Shabbos earlier, in order to be makabel Shabbos when it's still considered halachically daytime, however you define what's considered halachically daytime. There's a mitzvah tosefes Shabbos. There's a mitzvah learned out from a pasuk that a person has a chiyuv to start Shabbos early, to be makabel a little bit of Shabbos early. That's called tosefes Shabbos. The Rosh over here is telling us, at least in the halachic element over here, the Rosh is saying that it's not enough not to do malacha, because I could theoretically daven mincha. I'm not doing malacha while I'm davening mincha, so why is mincha considered a stira to Kabbalah, the makabel Shabbos early? Because the definition of tosefes Shabbos is not just not to do malacha, but it's to actively be makabel Shabbos. By acting in makabel Shabbos early, you can't. Then mincha is considered a steer to that. So therefore, the correct thing to do is to daven mincha early enough to allow yourself the time to makabel Shabbos early. And this is where the Mishnah Berurah understands a person should have enough time after he finishes mincha to be able to makabel Shabbos early. So if we're considering Suffolk Shabbos already from as soon as the sun sets. So Tosis says that, just again, the halachic element over here, Tosis says that you have to, whatever you're going to be machmer on misafik, that's not Tosefes Shabbos. That's already Misafik Shabbos. The chiddush of Tosefes Shabbos is that you add some time on top of that. So you have to start Tosefes Shabbos before Shkia. How much? A time which should be nicker that you're adding a davar ma. So they suggest in halacha it should be at least 3-4 minutes beforehand. So a person davens mincha 20 minutes before Shkia, takes 15 minutes, 60 minutes for mincha, finishes mincha, he has 4 minutes before Shkia, persons would say, I'm going to kabbal myself to Sefer Shabbos. In order to be Mekabal Shabbos, in a situation where a person thinks it's not going to happen, so there are many poskim which hold that mincha is not a stira. So that what's suggested is a person should make a kabbalah before mincha, but tonight. And say, if mincha is a stira to Sefer Shabbos, I don't want to be makabel Shabbos, therefore lose mincha, I'm not being makabel to Sefer Shabbos. If mincha is not a stira to Sefer Shabbos, I'll be makabel Shabbos ready now from before mincha itself. I'll for sure be makabel the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, according to that shita. Because that's the halachic element of what the Rosh is saying. The concept of Tosefes Shabbos that a person can be mamshach a din of Shabbos. The Rebbe Eger points out that it's not Shabbos. You're not chayav skila. A person does malacha during Tosefes Shabbos. It's not chayav skila. It's a mitzvah say, and a person would do malacha during that period of time after he's mekabel Tosefes Shabbos would be over. He would over an asay. He's being over an asay of doing malacha during that point. That's Rebbe Eger in Simon Reish Nun Gimel. So it's not Shabbos, but some way a person is able to put a kedusha onto his man. So that itself is a fascinating thing that a person through his path, through his kabbalah, the way we're saying over here that there's a din of kabbalah, like many places can hold a din of kabbalah, you can create a status of kedusha on something. Kedusha is Shabbos. You can be mamshuk Shabbos beforehand. The why does Kodesh Baruch Hu do that? That this idea that the Bershom that Klal Yisrael, in a certain sense, creates an element of Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayim. Yom Tov Klal Yisrael creates. Through the Kedusha that Bezin puts, it creates Rosh Chodesh, it's Kaveh the Chodoshim, it's Kaveh the Zman, so Yom Tov becomes a Zman which Klal Yisrael creates. Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayim, and the Morah says, it's not Klal Yisrael. And that's why in our bracha, in Yavtif, we always say, Mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Because the Zman is only created through the Kedusha of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael's Kedusha creates the Zman. Shabbos, Mikadesh Shabbos, don't live with Klai Yisrael. Even Shabbos, if Rosham did a chesed, Rosham gave a gift to Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael can create Shabbos. Klai Yisrael can create, some element of Shabbos is created by Klai Yisrael's Kabbalah. Klai Yisrael may make a Kabbalah, and it becomes a status for Shabbos, it's binding. If it's Tzibur's Mekabel Shabbos, every member in the Tzibur is Mechuyev not to keep Shabbos. If that's the only Tzibur in town, you have a city which has a, you know, back in Shtetl in Europe, there was one Tzibur. You have a city like only Maryland, right? So there's one Tzibur. So the Mekabel Shabbos early, that's it. It's Shabbos for everybody in town. And Rashi Rav Chaim Zichel Livracha, and tells, they have the same issue. What tells Yeshiva is outside of Cleveland, so it's its own little community. And he did not let the Yeshiva make early Shabbos. He says, because by doing so, you're going to place in all the non-frum Jews in the city an extra hour worth of doing something connected to halacha. So right now, Shkia is at 8:30. So Yom Kippur Shabbos is at 8:30. So people, if they're around, they're doing Averis. Yom Kippur Shabbos early at 7 o'clock. For an hour and a half extra, they're doing Averis. Because the whole tzibur is nigger after the kedusha, that the whole city is nigger after the kedusha that tzibur made. So he would not let us make early Shabbos, or at least there's always at least what they would, you know, if they do, he'd make two minyanim. He wouldn't let everybody be mekabel Shabbos early because of that issue. Tremendous thing that we can be mekabel. The whole mussar that you can take the days of kedusha, the zman of kedusha, and be mamshech early and apply it to a person. It shows on our part a desire. It shows on our part a desire. Shabbos is placed in us. We got to do it right. How do you where are one of the elements you get to show that Shabbos is valuable to you? Shabbos is special to you. Shabbos is something that, you know, Shabbos, I can't do this. So a person comes along and you get to decide. I want to make Shabbos early. I want to have more of Shabbos. Shabbos is not enough for me. Oh, Shabbos comes. You don't wait till the last moment. Oh, really, Betsim, I'd rather really prefer to be doing something else. But I got to do Shabbos, so wait till the last minute. Motzi Shabbos is also, there's a lot of Tosefer Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos also, by the way. We keep Tosefer Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos also, the dinner of Tosefer Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos. Right? So, in our world, we have a Musaq of Malava Malka. We have a Musaq, we want to be Malava the Malka out. We want to accompany, some people have work on Girish Malka, you know, they want to make sure that they want to force her out of here, get her out of here. Right? We want to be Malava the Malka, we want to hold on to the Shabbos a little more. Hama'achim Lossi's Min Shabbos, Ma'arim Lovoi. So the ma'achar losses min Shabbos and ma'ar lovoi is a person who's saying, you know what, Shabbos is special to me. So I'm excited about Shabbos. Now Shabbos, you look in the swarm, you look in the different, in the musar of the swarm, you look in the zmiras, you look in the places of Shabbos, and you look at how Shabbos could look. Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. Shabbos can be a day where a person steps out of this world and mamish is miyachin himself focusing on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The world of Yeshiva Bachar, you don't feel it that much because, you know, the weekdays are not so much different than the Shabbos. Person goes out into the workforce, person goes out to outside of the Kodesh Beis Medrash, and he works the whole week, and comes Shabbos, and Shabbos is a chance to step out of that world. All of the different things which are going on in the world, all the different, and stop, and take a step back and say, wow, redirect myself. What's life about? What's it, focusing on learning, focusing on davening, focusing on Kodesh Baruch Hu, thinking about what life is about. That's what Shabbos is supposed to be. And when a person does that, and a person does it with simcha, with an oinig, with a geshmak, it changes the person. Shabbos gives a brach into the person for the whole week. But you're not going to do that if you say Shabbos is a burden to you. Shabbos is just a list of things that I can't do. So a void of a person is to say that I'm going to work on myself to say, you know, what is special about Shabbos? What can I take about Shabbos? What can I do? What can I absorb? What can I put into Shabbos? What can I put into Shabbos? Finish up with an interesting maysa. Again, it applies more to people outside of the Kodesh Beis Medrash than people in the Kodesh Beis Medrash, but I think it applies to us also. I once attended a shir about for non-frum people about the union of Shabbos, but of course the speaker didn't tell the people it was about Shabbos. And the first half he spoke for close to an hour. And the first half of the drasha, he spoke about the mitzvah of kivshua. There's a mitzvah to go out there and to subjugate the world, to take the resources the world has and use them. Develop technology, the pasuk of Milus Arzim Kif Shua, take possession of the world. That's part of the mitzvah of the Torah. So, but there's a danger. There's a danger that a person does that. He starts thinking that that he's the balabas of the world. He's the person in control of the world. He's the person who runs the world. So what did Rashi do to counteract that? He counteracted that with sleep. Why sleep? There's a medrash. The medrash says that Adam Arishan, that the Malachim wanted to say Kedusha. They saw Adam Arishan, they saw Kedusha, but Adam Arishan was so overwhelming, they thought he was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim wanted to say Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 to Adam Arishan. We don't picture what Adam Arishan was. So what did Rashi do? He wanted the Malachim to know that it's not, that Adam Arishan is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He put him to sleep. The master of the world doesn't sleep. He controls the world every moment. If we can go to sleep and wake up and the world's still here, must be we're not the master. So every person who starts thinking, wow, I am so important and I'm running and he falls asleep and he wakes up and you know what? It's still going on without him. We are dispensable. We're not indispensable. We can survive without us. That's a person needs to remind himself, when no matter what business he's in, whatever he's doing, you know what? Without you, it'll still happen. That's the concept of sleep. Rashi could have made us without sleep. We don't need sleep. Sleep is very frustrating. Something you want to accomplish in life. Something you want to learn. Right? Something you want to do. Instead, you're falling asleep. And you can't get it done. Rashi could have made us without sleep. But he didn't want, because he wanted to remind us that we are not the ball of us. He says, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is 24, 26 hours of wakeful sleep. We step out of the world. We let Kadosh Baruch Hu run the world. We let Kadosh Baruch Hu take the reins. We step off and we allow it to happen. And we say, well, you know what? Matzi Shabbos, the stock market is still there without me. Matzi Shabbos, the business is still there without me. I said the answer is not me the whole time. It never was me to start with. So it's a chance to mamash step out of the world. Hashem, you get older one day, so you'll He finished off his study. He says he wants to be mesaka in a bracha. He doesn't, can't be mesaka in a bracha. No, he don't make brachas. No, he wants to be mesaka in a bracha for the moment that you unplug the ringer, you turn off the ringer on the phone, Erev Shabbos. The hanoah of that moment of turning off the ringer Erev Shabbos, he says, is such that you should be able to make a bracha on that. There has to be some bracha, which is niskan. You make a bracha, make that bracha. Now, you're young, you don't understand what that means. But all you said, that means that, you know, there's so many different responsibilities you have, so many different things you're dealing with, etc. Also, you know what? It's not me anymore. I stepped out of it. It's okay. It goes right through. That moment of the release of that responsibility, of that pressure, and understanding that it's not me, and that gives you a reevaluate what life is about. Over those 24 hours, that I should be keep my mind proper during the weeks that it's not me. That's a tremendous moment. That's the moment of Tosefer Shabbos. That's the moment of being a Kabbal Shabbos. That's the moment of starting, you know, I'm ready to put down that burden and walk into a world where I'm not the one in charge. That's what a Shabbos can accomplish for us.